You're listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. And this is my story. My name is Caden and I'm a big concert goer. In my years of going to concerts, there was something I always wanted to do, but was way too nervous. And that was crowd surfing. One summer, I finally got the nerve to do it, and it was an absolute disaster. It was August of 2022, and I had been going to shows consistently since about 2015. One of my favorite bands, A Day to Remember, was coming to Pittsburgh at Stage AE with Beartooth and Bad Omens. I had seen A Day to Remember and Beartooth together back in 2019, and it was an amazing night, except for it being in an arena. These are two great post-hardcore and metalcore bands, and sitting down in a seat during their set just isn't the optimal way to enjoy the show. This time around, it was going to be at an outdoor venue where I could jump around and mosh to my heart's content. Me and my buddy Will got our tickets and we went into Pittsburgh. We got into the venue and decided to sit on the hill for Bad Omens since we were unfamiliar with them and just wanted to relax for a little bit. From their set, you could see that the crowd was going to be especially rowdy that night. So when they got off stage, we made our way to the main floor area to get ready for Beartooth. I love this band and was ready to go absolutely ballistic. They come on and start playing and we jump into the pits with a bunch of dudes who are like 6'5", absolutely jacked. I thought I was going to die that day, but it was still magical. The band sounded incredible, the crowd was going nuts, and I got to let out a lot of energy and emotions to the songs that mean a lot to me. Now it was time for the main attraction, A Day to Remember. I knew this was going to be an incredible time. One thing about them is they love crowd surfers. Every show, there are always people doing it, and the band will pick a song and have everybody crowd surf on top of each other, essentially forming human surfboards. So if I was gonna surf, it was gonna be tonight. A few songs into the show, my friend Will got up and surfed away from me, never to be seen again. I enjoyed the show, and near the end, I finally decided to have someone lift me up. It was near the end of the set to one of my favorite songs of theirs, All Signs Point to Lauderdale. During the second half of the song, I had some dudes pick me up and off I went. The problem comes when I didn't really think to secure my pockets. As I'm being carried to the front of the floor, I'm struggling to keep my jeans from falling off and trying not to kick people in the head, which I inevitably did. Meanwhile, I'm just screaming the words to the song. I reach the front and am taken by a security guard and am led on my way back to the floor. When I go to pat my pockets, I realize something is missing. My phone. I go into panic mode and start running around, seeing if I can find it on the ground somewhere, asking if anyone has found it. During my search, I find myself in a more open area during the song Mr. Highway's Thinking About the End, and I know what's about to happen. The breakdown was coming, and I was about to be in the middle of a very rowdy pit, so I braced myself to get ready to start pushing and jumping around. The breakdown hits, and we all start going feral. I'd never been in such a big pit before with so many big guys, but I just went with it and moshed away. I make my way out after this song and find Will and hang out with him till the end and hope my phone is given to a security guard at the end of the show. Once the show was over, I hung around a bit and asked some guards about my phone, but they said they didn't get it. After a few more minutes, I find a random person and ask him to use his phone to call mine. Luckily, a security member picked it up and answered. He must have just gotten it, so I thanked the man and run over to get it. My anxiety was through the roof the rest of the night, so I was very relieved to finally get it back. So, would I ever crowd surf again? Absolutely. It was one of the best moments of my life. I'll just make sure I secure my stuff better next time. So to any newer concert goers, my advice to you before having someone lift you up is make sure your items are safely secured before you go.